begin with the Heart Sutra in English on page 2, and the homage to Manjushri, which begins on page 10, the mandala offering, which begins on page 12, and skip to page 22 for the refuge prayer. Thus I have heard. At one time, the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Ultra-Pikman, with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, the Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas in their natural emptiness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, "How should a son of a lineage train who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom?" Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words, "Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty, emptiness is form, and emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure, they neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight, and so on, until no quality of mind, and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance, and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, up to no old age and death, and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no aspirations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom, and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Theata, om gate gate, para gate, para sam gate, bodhi soha. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One rose from that samadhi and said to the bodhisattva mahasattva, the noble Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you are taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra, the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One.
Lamadam Nagosel Jinye Chudze Know where we are in, which chapter anyone has idea, which he doesn't remember.
Studied Tantra or Tantra, but he doesn't remember. I think he went to get that, I think, Someone just take the yoga without sign as well.
Don't you jump up,
So we went through that, we have gone through the discussions of the practice of yoga with sign and yoga without signs. So difference between the two, yoga with sign and yoga without sign, is that if one engages in the practice of deity yoga by primarily meditating on emptiness and generating oneself into the deity form, the complete form of deity, such as the deity's face, hands, and so forth, it's said to be the yoga without with sign. And yoga without sign is not primarily that you are actually engaging in the practice of meditation on emptiness, but while meditating on emptiness, you assume, you know, yourself in the form of deity is said to be the yoga without sign. So this is the difference between the two. So both of those two practices are said to be the practice of deity yoga. So what is meant by deity yoga is the deity yoga generally said to be the meditation on deity, either meditating deity in front of oneself or assuming oneself in the form of deity is said to be the deity yoga. Or there's another interpretation of what is meant by deity yoga is while meditating on deity and placing one's mind upon the deity single-pointedly, it's said to be the deity yoga as well.
Chidane, noha nyigilula, noha nyigilula, demanyi, shiyongde, demanyi chichatobu lochi, sabi langujula yemares, sanji khanajula mando, demanyi, nyandu tawam, demanyi lochi ki, yudu chiba, sanji khanamando, sanji jula yemares, chibares noha nyigal.
So here, which is related to the realization of two truths. When it comes to the realization of two truths, it is only the individual who have gained the state of complete enlightenment can realize the two truths simultaneously. Other than that, someone who is on the path or someone who is prior to the spiritual realizations of the path may realize the two truths, but they cannot, such individual cannot really realize two truths simultaneously. Their understanding of the realization of true truth is said to be alternate.
This young Dutanda Dina Kajiki Topati, Timmy Ninja the Chuchi, Hain in your mind, but has Shilagi Namajin Kumunami Shirs. That is Topashiris, Timmy Ninja the Hain in your mind, but has.
So now, if you look at the page 54, on the windows, the basis of emptiness up here. There's a question. And then you have the others' dispositions or their way of understanding what is the accurate presenting, and in other words, in the form of argument, by saying that take yoga without sign, it follows it is not deity yoga because a deity body with the face, arms, and so on, does not appear appears to it, because it is awareness. it is awareness explicitly realizing emptiness. So now here we need to think about those arguments very carefully, because if one accepts yoga without sign can have the appearance of deity, such as arms, face, and so forth, then when it is, as we mentioned earlier, that it is only for the Buddha can realize both two truths, ultimate truth and conventional truths simultaneously. Other than that, those who are not arrived at the point of complete enlightenment cannot realize that. So therefore, we see there is a paradox in explanation. But on the one hand, one is realizing emptiness directly, and on the other hand, and then there is an appearance of conventionality. So what is really, stating here is, because when someone realizes emptiness directly, to that particular awareness or the mind that realizes emptiness directly cannot have a conventional appearance of conventionality. Because when someone realizes emptiness directly, all those conceptions that conceptualize all those conventionality will be seized and will dissolve. So therefore, when someone is completely engaging with emptiness directly, and it is not possible for someone to actually have appearance of conventionality.
Tonyin tobi rishi, toji ji tonyin chujin, na wan doi kubi chidi, tida tashi tishin da, nare ni sum chirisi. Toba da tobi nyi nani ngonsun ki, tonyin ngonsun tobi lo ki ta, diba nyi ga nantuk marisi. Tonyin ngonsun tobi lo teki, kuzo nantuk marisi, kuzo ngonsun tobi lo ki tena nantuk marisi. Kuni, uchi la mini khasuri, lo chigi yudi kuzo ka na wada tena na nyi ga yung marisi, tishi gada. Toba la ya chogri suri.
So when it comes to the direct realization of emptiness, the functions of the mental states with regard to the certain object is different in terms of the conceptual mind and one that is non-conceptual. So when the mind that is a non-conceptual, which understands emptiness, which means such a non-conceptual mind realizes emptiness directly, so therefore there won't be any other phenomena other than ultimate reality, ultimate phenomena, which is emptiness. And so therefore it is not possible for the such a direct realization of emptiness to that particular mind, there won't be any other conventional phenomena. It's not possible for this mind to have an appearance of conventional phenomena. So similarly, when the particular mind that directly engages with the conventional phenomena cannot have appearance of the ultimate phenomena. So therefore, in other words, in one direct perception cannot have both appearance of conventional reality as well as the ultimate phenomena.
Gomdob ji, donyi ngonsung tobi tse, yang silagi nama cincin kau nawan thal, suci dan jadi tibisir. Lalu dah gombi utopji, tujuh unsur tu luti gigi, semai nenjo tigi, semai nenjo tigi, dalam ni lahir ku nama siapa dua guburis, thal kita jadi tibisir, lahir nenjo res, lalu lahir nenjo ini dah lagu nama cincin guburis, lalu silang kita jadi. Tapi nama cincin dah Tindih gigi kan tu hat tebulila, zunam larsha wasa ciro, zunam larsha wate, syaitan dekari ini bate, susu mudi aku citu aja na, ini tam tanya ragres, ini kerja buras.
So now here, there's another argument here, because since you have accepted that when the practice is belongs to the deity yoga, the practice of deity yoga, there should be a appearance of deity. However, again here, the problem here is now, when one engages one's mind, you know, directly with the realizing emptiness, having a direct realization of emptiness, and how can the, you know, deity form can be appeared? Because deity form is said to be a conventional reality. It is a conventional phenomenon. It cannot be... conventional phenomena cannot be appeared to the mind that realizing emptiness directly. So here's another argument again.
Zunam larsya wa se undu kadu ndwa jaba yana zunwa se yudi jan yu gonja gi yu tomba ni tini lai gi na washa wa lagu na washa se da lagu na mate kunzo lai na washa silag na mate segi da khase gi da ni
So now here, one thing that we need to speculate about the appearance of deity. So we're not very sure whether the deity appearance, appearance of the deity really referring to the conventional, you know, phenomena, or it is the ultimate phenomena. So we need to...
Kunjung nama di yang degil sini. Ini ni de gawai nama tu, dua nama tu bayi naya, garun juga nama syarung itu juga cahung itu telaya. Telaya toba umbo yeri. Tadi di ni ada yang tu simpul ya, wujud macam mana kalau kabur es.
So that we need to, you know, go through a thorough study about it, because there are a lot of doubts and speculations. Because it says when one realizes emptiness directly, and the way that one realizes emptiness directly is in a form of non-duality. So, since the understanding of emptiness and non-duality, and there shouldn't be any dual appearance, such as, you know, conventional as well as the ultimate reality. There cannot be; those two cannot appear to a one non-conceptual mind, you know, simultaneously. It cannot happen. So then again here, if the deity form is not appeared to that particular mind, then how can this meditation will qualify it as a deity yoga and so forth? So here we need to think about. And there are a lot of arguments.
Yeah, so the then the semen in the gondo to be say, don't you want to be say, Shilag and number in your good now on the church on the TV and the match up this. Gundo get like you and Naya, Juji Gun and Lay Ninjo in Jobisher study, Carisio Gun. Jobisher, till it sends you a semen in Ninjo Nibu, Caroina, Shilag and number in your like good night, Machete, and the Lada Tombin and Ninjo down. Nona divine ju jibi chirs la undu juni la yin ju yogres den la
So now this particular So, in the Perfection Wisdom Sutra, the system of Sutra, where wisdom realizing emptiness is said to be, wisdom realizing emptiness is said to be associated with the method aspect of the path, which is compassion or the bodhicitta, and similarly the method aspect of the path, such as bodhicitta and emptiness. The bodhicitta and the compassion is said to be associated with the wisdom realizing emptiness. And so now, here when it comes to the Tantra, and I'm not very sure whether it is associated, understanding of emptiness is associated with appearance of the deity, or the deity, appearance of the deity is associated with understanding of emptiness. So I'm not very sure about this particular passage right now.
That's one of the things I said. I said, I'm going to go to the house. 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 아, 군조비, 라구나마 샤와 대가랑이 군조가 나와 용의 유담에 인이 되지 않았어. 군조 나와 용의 유담에. 군조 나와 용의 유담에, 드니 존나 라샤와 샤와 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 샤와
So there's a lot of things that we need to think about. It's all those four classes of the Tantra that involves practice of generating deity within the sphere of understanding emptiness. Within the sphere of emptiness, that deity is generated. So now here, the appearance of the deity's form within the sphere of emptiness, you know, how can, or in what manner that we can interpret that and our understanding? Because when one realizing empty, when one is in having a direct realization of emptiness, as we mentioned earlier, there won't be any, you know, appearance of conventional phenomena. So one might again say that when it comes to the deity yoga, the appearance of the deity, it is an aspect, and in nature, the appearance of deity is said to be ultimate reality. One may accept that as well, but I will leave it at this point to analyze and investigate and think about ourselves.
So
So it's, and then in fact it says here that those two, which is the emptiness, practice of emptiness, and together with the meditation on deity, is said to be the primary cause for accomplishing two kayas, or the two bodies, two enlightened bodies.
Jisa thada ngara tu kundo be lai kuda shesha la soba thirin kwa thiki mahambala sanya ngara tu sanya zukuduya anya tonyu kwa thiki chukuduya thirin chetu to sungu yes.
So because the practice of, you know, of visualizing deity, the form of deity, such as deity's body, the hands, face, and so forth, is said to be the cause for accomplishing the form body or the rupakaya in the future. Once on, it becomes a cause for accomplishment of one's own the form body, enlightened body, and then focusing on emptiness is said to be the cause for accomplishing the dharmakaya or the truth body.
Devane kandu gumbe lati tuju kubi yela imbe es kunzo be lai nenjo gi yela de dos lungi nenjo ne lai nenjo nigi tenche bi yela imbe nigar dunne tema de jebana tema dang je ma je ji nenjo ni do shizu mi seres da devi nenjo de gi lai tuju kuba selana suzo kan goya ge lati gi suzo la be chira ju nyewa chira ju nyewa da suzo la ji to tine re kare na de tinde chi nyewa la tinde chi wa la tuju kuba se ro tinde chi re so se
deba che
la re devi yala
devi yala da so so the devi yala is one of the again practice that involved in particularly in the two performance and action tantras. The purpose of this, the practice of recitations, is to have a close connection. The primary purpose of practicing the recitations, such as mantra recitation and so forth, is to set a close connection between oneself and the deity.
Lungi nenjo said, Lungi nenjo ne, nenjo lai nenjo niki ten chebe es, ta jiten ro lunges. Chebe, cheje yela yimbe es. Lungi nenjo de lai nenjo niki ten chebe yela yimbe, nigar dune semada che ma cheje nenjo niga duos, si sumbi serres.
So then, again, then the wind yoga is a branch that, stabilizing both deity yogas. Thus, it occurs within both yogas. Therefore, the four yogas are subsumed by both yoga with signs and yoga without signs. So here, the one thing that we need to understand, it's important to understand the mind and the wind, particularly the subtle mind and the subtle wind. It is very important because it is wherever the mind abides, the subtle the wind is followed. And wherever the subtle wind is, wind abides, the mind is followed. So therefore, those two are, you know, interconnectedness, interconnected. So because why it is very important to understand those two, you know, the subtle mind and subtle wind, is because it is this two, subtle mind and subtle wind, is said to be the one that actually, you know, goes to the nature of enlightenment. It becomes the nature of enlightenment. In other words, those are the continuity, the seat of continuation of the state of enlightenment.
So the
reason why it is important to understand the wind and the mind here is because it is through one's practice of the Tantra, one will be able to, you know, able to detangle what we call the dudhi, which is the central channel. Because normally, all the winds and energies can only pass through the different channels, not through the central channel as a dudhi. Dudhi here refers to the central channel. And the central channel can only open and allows the winds and energy to pass through. It is only at the time of one's death for the ordinary beings. But then when one is engaging in the practice, the practitioners who is really following the instructions of the teacher and so forth will be then able to do it, enables one to, meditate and letting the winds and energies pass through the central channels. But other than that, the central channel is said to remain, there's a node in the middle of the central channel, so where there's no passage, there's no way that wind and energy can pass through. So it is through the practice of meditations one will able to undo the, you know, knot of that central channel, and we're able to, the energy and wind can be able to pass through the central channel.
No, that didn't you say? Even a radilla so much zilla deni, radi riban zimba, so dubata. Nangi luji nenam, such a menungi, such a menungi, chinkogumni, sijela soba, ne dubata. Jambela soba dubane, jambala soba dubane, dubacini, chasin didagi, ngola new mom, nezo sisawa. Chunjundu di, diju chibi, tar dida chunga na, chanju ji simji, simiji bi tingi ni tuba, juin dinde sung diye, dida sobi ngudu rubi, chutumaji sung suho, sita dirisha, haki chichu dirisha.
We just read through this, page 59. Fourth, it is stated in this tantra that you establish as a knowledge before, so the bearer of the sword and so on, through relying on external substances such as the sword, and you establish the fates of pacification, increase and so on, through meditating on that mandala of earth, water, fire and wind within your body, and at the end of recitation you obtain a vision of bodhisattvas such as Manjushri, where he strokes your head and speaks words of encouragement and you obtain the concentrations that never forget Bodhicitta. And many methods of establishing this and other cities are stated here and elsewhere.
So, Jun Doni Sumi, Chamda, Ninji, Tawachin, Nene Chego, Chagurus. Tendigi has a Nene, Ned Pimbam, Tendigi Tergaya Machina, and the Hanyan chest, Tomato Jerez, Shira Pilokiumanus.
So, now here, whether one's practice of the Tantra has become effective or the fruitful or productive or not, it entirely depends upon that your practice of compassion, love, in other words, the method aspect of the path, in accordance with the sutra system. Those are the root cause for accomplishing the tantric realizations. Without having a proper understanding or the proper realizations of the practice of compassion, love, and so forth, then one's practice of Tantra will not be very effective or productive. So here, mantra, which translated in Tibetan as a nga. Nga, or the mantra, here refers to the yikyoba, which is the protection of mind. So, yikyoba, which means the protection of the mind, and protection from what here? Then another question is protection from appearance of ordinariness, ordinary appearance. Ordinary appearance and ordinary clinging, tamabhi najin, which means ordinary appearance and ordinary clingings. And this ordinary appearance and ordinary clingings can be seized only by understanding emptiness. Clarity, in other words, the appearance and clarity and appearance. So appearance here refers to the deity, form of deity, and clarity here refers to the emptiness. And so without having appearance of the clarity, it is not possible for one to, seize those appearance and clinging of ordinariness. And this can only be done on the basis of understanding of emptiness.
Nanjin said, Nawada Shimbazi, Maranzo Tandagi Nedagi Nawatida, and the Tamimba so soon didn't do when you be Shimbaniti, Kani. Now I lay good now. Shimbai latter the yin him in Aji, Nawada Shimbaniti Jivolo, Jivolovala, Suzorani Tamimba Tigana lying in Savalavina, Murua, Suzorani Mizami, Luiza, de Murua, de
So here, when we meditating, when we are engaging in the practice of the deity yoga, and one cannot simply generate oneself into the deity, such as maintaining one's body being composed of contaminated substances such as blood, the flesh, bones, and so forth. But rather, the very ordinary form of can be purified within the emptiness. And within, with this, then one generates, you know, assumes oneself into the deity. So this will enables one to accumulate merits and merits. Otherwise, without, you know, realizing or without having a proper understanding of lack of intrinsic identity or the lack of intrinsic reality, one will not be able to, you know, generate oneself into the deity and will not enable one to, you know, accumulate merits. So therefore, understanding of emptiness is crucial for practice of deity yoga.
Tony ki koi we tony tomati ngani laying with jetwayina. Nagi juni suma na jingi ji rodanji chadi. The rig jinchini, susa lai ngagi nyani awuyale. Missy pendo yung chagres.
So it is beneficial if one's practice of deity yoga is on the basis of understanding of emptiness. And if one's practice of deity yoga is based on understanding of emptiness, then one is really following the instructions of the Tantra. And one is engaging in the deity yoga in accordance with the Tantra, or with the Tantra.
Tomba ni sedi, hajang nubachimo. On the milling nubazuaki, the edamoni nubachayers. Persona edamongi, the millingi, nugin gidi, lavachiture, mumositure, tedamado, edamonzongi, nimo, sim danzi, mariba, tigi, trampi, nimo tuzundi, zutu marzi, zutu mat, timazu chinjela, norachi, dumacha, nyodigurus. Tatoma nigi to Yongomala teni, and the Mila Nebachiaki, Sujari Zongi, Danzi Mariba, T. Trump in Yumotuzundi, Samizo Ainza, Telebi Nebachiaji Chadiris.
So understanding its emptiness is said to be very powerful. In fact, it is more powerful than a nuclear weapon, in other words, because the nuclear weapon can only destroy the external environment. And it cannot really destroy the delusions that create nuclear weapons. So if one realizes emptiness directly, and then this will destroy the delusion that actually creates nuclear weapons. The creator of nuclear weapon can be destroyed by the wisdom realizing emptiness. So therefore, emptiness is said to be the most powerful weapon. Understanding of emptiness is said to be the most powerful weapon.
That suba nenjoju gi nyam ni chede la suba nenjoju je nam du tu la yi sa ne du ru ne du ne ru du chawa da ta se da ba ta ba chwa Never chit as your Uru chit and river. Tan Rodanti were such a Rodanti were there.
So, next is how to progress on the path of Yoga Tantra. It's pretty similar. The outlines, the way they set up the outlines, are pretty similar to the previous ones, Action Tantra and Prepamas Tantras. It begins with the four parts. So how to become a suitable vessel, how to keep the vows and commitments purely, how to approximate the deity, how to establish the cities or the accomplishments.
Si chava tsu chava da, nangi chava tsu chava, dhari sherwa, ta dhanu dhira chanyama. Si chava nangi chava nyinga chanyama jila, juju sikiri esu se.
So we talked about earlier what is meant by Action Tantra and what is meant by Performance Tantra. What is meant by Action Tantra, the main practice of Action Tantra is is emphasized on the external practices, such as mudras, arranging offering sets, and making ritual cakes and so forth. Primary focus. And then the performance centers are mainly to the it focuses more, emphasizes more on internal, you know, visualizations and so forth. So when it comes to the yoga tantra, and both external and internal practice must be balanced.
Yes, you go. Then there's a juju thing, I guess. Juju, Sado niga zimbala rabenji on ki bharat zoba kwa suji chewa yudu os ta ongi nuru dice chewa dirisha.
So how to become a suitable vessel? Here it explains. First you become a vessel suitable to meditate on the path to obtaining empowerments conferred in such mandalas as the Vajra spheres. Further, there is a difference between those who have received just this, just a student empowerment, or the student empowerment, and hold the bodhisattva's vows, and those who have received the complete Vajra master empowerment and hold the both bodhisattva's and tantric vows.
The Basungi on the Chivada Pechodan, Timo, Pechodan Buddha, Timon Sumitanzi, Namsungusos, that Tanzi Damasuma, Tanzi, Tanzi, Pechoda, Timon Sumitanzi, Sumurisuja.
So, how to keep the vows and commitments purely is the next outline of this particular chapter. It says, the second, if you are a suitable basis for a pratimoksha, and you should accomplish tantra as one possessing the three vows. Therefore, you should take the three vows and guard the commitments according to first supreme glory and Vajrapik.
In the Zoda, Hagi, Yenichi Nella, Tadunji, the Bumujera Soma, the Jedi Yawasun Gurus
Tadunji, the
Bumujer
one. So, however, when it comes to the practice of the tantra, there are 14 root vows and 8 vows are very important to observe. Commitments, in other words, observation of 14 and 8 vows. 14 sets of root vows and 8 sets of the vows are very, very crucial.
Rabalhala mini toa chanzen lamiba. Tambuni, nomi on some tobe meto kanla fobi, lai ninjur, jidinichoa. Lomiji on tobe, lomala onguada, rangela, duba, dazo ninjibo de chibi. Dingins in sum, tua meva gumi, nimba, jibada. Jinkur, jecho, jecho la soba, dubi nimba ding. Ninjo.
So let's read through this page 63 again. Page 63, it is how to approximate the deity. It says the third has two parts, yoga with signs and yoga without signs. And yoga with signs is the first has two parts, yoga focusing on the basic deity and yoga focusing on the subtle hand symbols. So yoga focusing on the basic deity is the first by merely obtaining the student empowerment or the disciple empowerment, and you possess the Pacific yoga of deity where the flower landed, by obtaining the master's empowerment, you may engage either in the extensive approximation that meditates with no decline in the three concentrations associated with the great yoga of self-completion, and where you can confer empowerment on students and establish yourself as a deity. The medium approximation that includes the rites of generating the Supreme Conqueror Mandala, and the abbreviated approximation that includes the recitation of 100,000 mantras for each of the great yoga deities. So then, whenever we engage in the practice of deities, prior to one's engagement of that particular practice of deity, receiving the empowerment of that relating to that particular deity is very important. Having received the empowerment, then one needs to undertake the approximations or the meditations, or in other words, the sudden retreats, where that allows oneself to engage in these practices.
Nibane ran larsevi tingi natir chanzen dojitamu rangi habe thai kata da tumbe sumba tela sen zimbadan tela sen temana produso chaos pena su dojin jije ro gungu na dojin jije ro gungu ne dojin jije gi ne shang se na na jiwara na zimba chanzen doji kurang gi kudo da tumbe doji tamuji samanda ne ane dende gi doji tele ne uze tu di chera patra da chidu yala suba dende gi namba tene ni sem tene goma chela da sungu sare
So then yoga focusing on the specific hand motors or the hand samples, it's a second, while clearly visualizing yourself as a deity, you hold your mind on the small vajra hand samples similar to the color to your special deity at the upper opening of the center channels. When the mind attains stability in this yoga, you should then practice emanation, absorption, and so on. So, for instance, if one is engaging in the practice of Vajravarava, Yamantaka practice, one visualizes a very subtle Vajra on the tip of the nose of the Vajravarava, from which light rays emanates, and then absorb the light back to the Vajra and so forth. So this is what we call the emanation and absorption.
Nindirida tenji ninjo dela rabal hala mini to chanzen lembo se den danang she de dris.
So it is for yoga focusing on the specific hand samples, the practice of yoga focus on the specific hand samples.
Danibad garasna Tambolani, Rabal Hala, Mini, Toa Chandelim, Bahoche, Tamboni, Lamu Onsum, and Ginny Shodis, Daddy, Taniba Karzina, Diria. Ran Larsavis Dandun, Nibani, Dandunjil, Langa, G. Yiga the Jiba, Rajimi, but Della Pachings, Timmy in the Utilido, Della Nibana. Nishiti Jun Chinjo Pemachiti Tonyun to be Shila Sundeji Duos Ti Landon Topsi Jonon de Poa Soji Kartan Dawos Jiware Soji Tony to Gomakela Timin in Yusunga.
So then without yoga without signs is the next. It says second you conclude that the deity in front of deity in front of you, together with the letter of mantra, do not inherently exist, then you develop a certainty on that point. Then you alternate placement and analysis within the stream of that clarity, and then you establish the union of calm abiding and insight, realizing emptiness. When you obtain such insight, you progress to the path of preparation and so on, as meditation, as mentioned previously. So how to establish the cities is the next outline it says. And we'll just read through this. It's fourth, it is said that many cities are accomplished through three practices: absorption, recitation, and the five pujas. Mantric states that the best city that supreme disciples of the Yoga Tantra may first accomplish are either holding the knowledge mantra of bodhisattvas who apprehends the form of perfect Buddha, or obtaining the form of great soul of their deity's body. And in action and performance tantra, accomplishing the cities of the knowledge bearer is the great cities of the body.
Lamyantana tela ra male baras, jizo pama chidu gumbar, gumbi, chodudurunwa, tungo tuchi, le sungi, hanichimu leja, tamburu ngudu jumi, ne, tansita matawachine, tuji, sema yimiji, ninjo lambeti, nivada, ti, tumondu, tumo maimbi, ngudu na dune, lanji rimba, lanji sajuji, sudi, judi, omasumne, shi gudis, lunda debada, Tumbada lhai ninyo na namla jiri che ne lamdriwa dhudu murungo shesumishir, shesumso os. Tadela du, ngudu yasho di karasena chogngurudu, de zhangan lamengi lalatini mandu dhutuya mewa imare. Tenza chogngurudu res. Inaya ngudu yebate yada dhijidi chogngurudu yage gyundu ures, gyula. Tadela bezo che gore, yabo che gore sunduwa, otirisha.
So then how the supreme city is obtained, the next. The great commentary to the Kala Chakra stated that the practitioner of the three lower tantras accomplished the supreme city in reliance on the having previously accomplished worldly cities. But in accordance with the high Yoga Tantra, you may accomplish the supreme cities without relying on the worldly cities by uninterruptedly meditating on the generation and completion stage. So the supreme city can be obtained only by relying on the highest Yoga Tantra, which is the state of Vajradhara, cannot be obtained by relying on previous three classes of Tantra. It needs additional reliance to obtain the supreme city, which is the highest Yoga Tantra, practice of highest Yoga Tantra.
Yeah, this is it. Tamo ngudru kunji june, ngudru guyu na ngudru kunji josa tawa te kasi na tanzita dama yabu sonya de resi. Te mata jane, te jiten rao jikan rao te jane, te kala ni suyu nyane chiya na ngudru nilutu uresunduwa.
So also the mantra stage states that first keep purely the vows and commitments that are the source of siddhis. Because without observing and keeping the vows and commitments, it is not possible for one to obtain siddhis.
Tadzi dadaba yao masuwa che, jine ngudu dhraya chidu, nimba dhamba yina, ni mata mevingi tsongjangin sanu chanu res. Tila mise dhutu mara sonre.
So without observing vows and commitments, if one tries to engage in the approximations or the particular retreats of the particular deity, then it is analogous to someone who do not have a capital, someone who do not have any budgets and try to do some kind of business. So then the master practiced through the striving in yoga with signs and without signs in four daily sessions, and then you will attend the common and uncommon siddhis. And you must understand this delineation of the path in the three law tantras, for it is inappropriate to assert that you progress on the path by combining wind yoga, recitation yoga, empty yoga, and deity yoga in single practice. So it says, first one need to observe purely the vows and commitments. Having observed that, then one need to follow those practices.
This is Judy Omosunji Lamji Choduba Las, Judy Omosunji Tajuju Nenjuju Sundra, Judy Omosunji Lamji Choduba Lam Hundu, Tumong Mudu Gibu Junjule, Yelad the Dutton in two shirt to the Sung, she Sumbatar, Taji Chanamji Tonyan to be shirt, Che Shuba Chevani, Teba Chimuniki Lu Yimbe, Yelas, Pajin Teba. Dana Jinsoji, Seviva, Tayevala, Tutayeva, Labigone, Donyon to be Sherati, Shiripan, Nudin to Chela. Hala, Halame, Dana, Ombo Nijoji, Chavalan to Chibi, Chanjuji, Seniji, Trendu Ned, Nela, Dene, Donyon to be Donyon to a Che Shuber. Julia, Judeo Mosum Lenny, Pajente Batar. Jinso ji sewe yewa taye bala, tu taye bala laba, yang ma sun shing yin san. Ha lamye darar tonyin tobi yu, yu jen chebala jen jesu yang ma sun la, ngudru, tumo ki ngudru, mambo dan, sanje dan, chansim, kumandan ji ngudru jesu zoni chinje laba so ji, tauke ji tonyin, toba che shuba ju guwe chero os, ta teda ke doni shiba yina. Junjun na suwa na ji, yara teda sa ji ta ji, tui shira tundu sung sen du jinso ki da jinso la soba tayi ba tawi ki cha cha tayi ba tida ki tonyin tobi shira yu la jaya ki judu res dina yichine judu oma sundi ane nga lami nega la chogu nguru duya ki judu res sung sara dina duna
So then why common cities must precede the supreme siddhis in three law tantras. It says, the reason why you must establish the common siddhis before establishing the supreme siddhis in the path of three law tantra is stated in the Bodhicitta Charavatara, Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, and the sage has proclaimed that all these branches are for the purpose of wisdom. Thus, in both system of the Mahayana, the factor of the method enhances the wisdom realizing emptiness. So according to the perfection vehicle, when you have trained for an incalculable periods and limitless distance from forms of generosity and so on, the wisdom realizing emptiness attained the capacity to abandon obscuration to knowledge. So according to the High Yoga Tantra, the comprehension of the emptiness is strengthened by the relying on the points of convergence and convergence of the body chetas through taking desire for the union of the two sexual organs in the path to the as the path. So, what it says in the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life is one's practice of generosity, morality, patience, perseverance, and concentrations are the cause for generating wisdom, cause for realizing wisdom realizing emptiness, accomplishing the wisdom realizing emptiness. Similarly, the practice of three classes of tantra, the previous three classes of tantra, is said to be the cause for accomplishing the supreme siddhis, which is the core accomplishment of the Highest Yoga Tantra, the practice of Highest Yoga Tantra. So, one, according to the perfection vehicle sutra, it is through gaining the direct realization of emptiness, one cuts the roots of samsara, cuts the roots of cyclic existence. However, it is not to say that mere having the direct relationship emptiness can cut the root of cyclic existence. Because even if someone who is on the path of the first bhumi, who accomplishes what we call the path of uninterrupted, is said to be a realizes emptiness directly. But such a practitioner who is on the first bhumi, who accomplishes the uninterrupted path, cannot really say that such a practitioner is actually, you know, abandoned samsaric existence. But the wisdom realizing emptiness actually becomes the direct antidotes towards delusions or the cyclic existence or the samsara. But one can cut the roots of samsara only by means of the power of accumulation of merits, such as practice of generosity and so on. And it is through the power of those practice of the method sites, which enhances and develops the wisdom realizing emptiness. And then eventually the root of the cycle of existence is abandoned or the cut. So similarly here, the practice of the three lower tantra, the classes of three lower tantra, becomes the power or the source for giving rise to the supreme city that we talked about earlier, supreme city, which is the primary accomplishment, primary achievement of the practice of the high yoga tantra.
So it is only just mere
having realized emptiness directly cannot cut the roots of samsaric existence. It is through the power of accumulation of merits can enhance and further develop the wisdom realizing emptiness. Then finally, we'll be able to cut the roots of samsara. So if you have, we'll leave here with this today. And if you have any questions, so we'll take a couple of questions.
Oscar, I guess. It's not a real well-formed question, but trying to understand the reason for the distinction between yoga with signs and yoga without signs. Are there portions of the sadhanas, particularly in highest yoga tantra, where you could distinguish one as a practice of yoga with signs and one as a practice of yoga without signs? Perhaps in my understanding, it might be that yoga with signs is what you do to purify your view of reality so that you can practice the second yoga without signs, so that you can do the practices. Is that right? Is
that clear? Okay, yeah, I got it. Yeah, it's clear. There is much more than that. And it's changing number the same thing that you need to have a check this. And the Quran sometimes does have another been changing them the same thing that you see on the Galia. Check the check on the Jongji, on the Jongji, so checking on the new more Jongji look mental talk, Jongji, so checking mental some sort of Quran Samina and it's calling in a that is self share of Mendoza.
That didn't my image, so don't you go on a judge in the Rajila? It's him in the summer, it's him on the gym, it is Eddie. Lagu, she ran the magic, you make it cotoni. She ran the magic goma go to the ruin, so it is. Ah, Lamela, some of my not that Jesog in Yamlinani, so Zoring Yalin Chimundu, that Lungi Rosantoni, suggesting it's him in the Jaguaris. Didn't the whole Yungra?
Yes, sir. So here the difference between the two practices of yoga with sign and yoga without sign. So yoga without sign is though you are engaging your mind on the realization of emptiness, but your main focus is on the visualization of deity, etc. with the yoga with signs. You're focusing your mind on the emptiness, but your main focus is on the visualization of emptiness. A deity, deity form, etc. with the yoga with signs. Yoga without sign is you're mainly focusing on emptiness. Your primary focus is on emptiness, and you're then followed the practice of visualization of the deity. So if you were to compare, if you can compare your focus on emptiness and deity, and focus on emptiness is far more stronger and more powerful, is said to be the yoga without sign. Yoga without sign is you're mainly engaging in the practice of emptiness, or visualization, the meditation emptiness. And so then when it goes to the highest yoga tantra, then out of the two yoga, sign without sign and sign practice is not there, but there is a practice of generation stage and the completion stage. When it comes to the practice of completion stage is more emphasized on the visualization of channel and wind or the energy is involved. However, this will explain later when we actually go through the high yoga tantra, the class of high yoga tantra.
Tida nyumon jonje yeba chiba res. Yidu kuma sugi kagi sinje sime yin jo tiki nyumon jonje res. Ha la me la yin garo na, si ma go chi. Ta sinje sime se di tomba zunam la xa se du. Tomba zunam yu zuwa, tomba ni koran la yin o xa. Xa ni shira na ba go chi. Tine ya chi ka su re. Tomba nga le jen chan ne.
So both the yoga with sign and without signs are the purifier. It purifies one's defilements, negative thoughts and emotions. And so, and now here, the difference is, one is said to be the ultimate deity, and other is said to be the conventional deity, or the deity of relative deity. So the ultimate deity here is, when you realize this emptiness, and that the very realization of that emptiness is transformed into the deity, is said to be the ultimate deity. And then within the sphere of emptiness, you invite the Buddhas, or invite the deity, deity in front of oneself or so on, is said to be the deity of conventional deities. So now these two are still it is uncertain. So we cannot really say that one is ultimate deity, one is conventional deity, but that we need to still investigate further.
in practice, one visualizes the deity. This is a visualization within one's mind. One's mind creates this, generates this. So anytime one does that, that sounds like that would be the first of the two. It would not be the it would be the conventional. As soon as one generates an image of the deity, that would always seem to be with form. Yoga with form. This woman has to, one has to image that form, one has to visualize that form. Is that correct?
So, so so then I'm going to come to that. Thar kebe ne kanda susu ta thadi susu ta kanda semgi chwe guwe che semgi chwe guwe bas kanda semgi chwe che semgi chwe che ne ya lai ngwe ya ke guwe bas kanda lai ngwe ya rangyi lai ngwe ya kebe kable ya ane kanda shila ki namba chen ya kebe ta gharan li ya ane ko che kunzubi nawa che ko yo ter bas kunzubi ta deli ya ta kanda kunzubi kanda lhās nēmē tō kundzūvē nē yidam sīlam nē tēgir bās kandē nās tō kōrā tēndē sīk tō
tā tō tēnē njirī tē yinā yadā zūnām lhārshā wāsī tū tē tī kāyā rī mēndrās tēngi wērās nē sī nā zūnām lhārshā wāsī tū zūnā yudam bā nī kūrā nā yī nāmbā shā sī tā tū tō nī tā ngō chī wā yī mā chī tō nī tā wā kā sī wā tā tēn lā tō nī yī bā lā ngō lhā yī nāmbā shā wā tū tē tā rī kundzō kī lhā yī shirā kī nāmbā chī rī yī nā mē nā tī yī yū chē jī rā yī sī lai nanjo yin shinje la, lai nanjo yin shinje lai shirak nama ji gugu yorita. Lai nanjo sudu, lai di gong gugu yorita, lai di rangi la, rangi la yin ochi nanda, nyo la lai chen tamo yin nanda, lai chi nama ji gugu yorita. Ti nai namba ti kandichi ni, ti da tamo ngale lai chen tamo ti da, su nam khurang ki yu tomba ni khurang lai yin ochi wa ni dragi yin nama, ti da yares.
So now, so what we need to think and we need to investigate is difference between the two. One, the very emptiness that you realize is very, that emptiness that you have been realized, the very emptiness itself is generated into the deity. So this probably would be the one nature with emptiness itself, the deity that you have generated. And then other is not very much the emptiness itself is generated into the deity, but rather you are within the sphere of that emptiness that you assume yourself in the deity form. And probably there might be a difference between the two. One, within the sphere of emptiness you generate yourself into deity, and other is the emptiness itself that's generated into emptiness. So, you know, there could be a, you know, there might be a difference between the two, but then again, I'll leave it up to you to actually investigate about it. I can't really, you know, draw a line, black and white line here, decide. So the one thing that is important for us as a practitioner of the Tantra is we need to relax our mind, calm our mind, and try your best to really maintain the calmness of our mind, to really to practice this, undertake the practice of Tantra.
So
it's just, even in our day-to-day activities, our mundane activities, if one carry on one's activities with a calm mind, then one's activity become more productive and effective. That is, it is in evidence to us. Then suddenly, if one is engaging in the Dharma practice, particularly the tantric practices, one need to maintain calmness of one's mind. It's a very, very crucial.
Thank you. Sahi